Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Newcastle's latest results. The new era started with a loss to Tottenham. Steve Bruce's side showed plenty of fighting spirit. Bruce will carry on as best he can after the club new era under its Saudi Arabians got off to a losing start. Watched by new non-executive chairman Yasser Al-Rumian and part owner Amanda Staveley, Newcastle led after 2 minutes as Callum Wilson returned from injury to head home. The fans went wild, but it didn't last long, as Bruce marked his 1,000th game in management with a defeat. Tanguy Ndombele finding a right-footed drive. Harry Kane scored his first goal of the season as VAR helped him with a decision for offside. The game was then halted when a fan suffered a medical emergency in the stands. Eric Dyer and Sergio Reguilon spotted the issue and got the medical staff alerted. Eventually, Son Heung-min got a third for Spurs before Eric Dyer's own goal gave Newcastle what was a consolation in the end. One man, though, Jonjo Shelvey, is playing for his future in the future weeks after he was sent off for 2 yellow cards. Steve Bruce said about the game, "For a few times this season, we've got off to a blistering start, but unfortunately sat deep and did not do it defensively enough for that crunch period. A difficult second half. We huffed and we puffed. It was too easy for them. They're a very good side. That's it for the people to decide. In terms of my job, whether I've walked into this club or out, it's difficult. I knew how difficult it was going to be with the frustrations. I'll carry on best I can until I hear otherwise. The owners have conducted themselves respectfully since they came in. As long as I hear otherwise, I will go into work tomorrow." One man that's been targeted straight away, centre-back Nicolas Sully. From their successful takeover, the club are trying to identify targets to try and improve their squad. The 26-year-old is set to sign a new deal with the Bayern Munich, the German champions. He sees his current expiring in the summer and is now looking for a pre-contract agreement or a summer move. For a cut price fee, it could well be that Newcastle can get their man. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.